You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Pod, brought to you by Maize and Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. Good to be back with you. It's been a while since before championship weekend, about 3 weeks ago. But man, it's been a fun bowl season, and we got some great games coming up here on the weekend. Luke Yardy joined by Von Lozon and Scotty White, just giving you a little heads up. We do have a bit of a battle here as we head into bowl season. This is the last one of the year. Both Vaughn and Scotty with a chance to take down the title. I continue to stay in the lead, went 5-3 over championship weekend. It's been a rough year for all of us. There's no question about that, but I sit at 49-67-1. Vaughn is two games behind at 47-69-1, and Scotty sitting at 46-70-1. Though we got to give Scotty his flowers. I went back and took a look at week zero, and I believe he beat me in the predictions because he took Clemson to -130 to win the ACC, and I took NC State. But none of us got the Big 12 winner. Scotty and I both had Utah +240 to win the Pac 12. All of us had Bama. All of us had Michigan to win, so we were all winners on that one. None of us took Caleb Williams to win the Heisman, and Alabama is not going to win the national championship, who we all took at +175. So Scotty, I believe you won the preseason prediction with the Clemson -130 pick over me.
All right, well, that's something. I got the eliminator earlier this year too.
That's right.
So that feels good.
And you still have a chance at a trifecta, three games behind going into bowl season.
Yeah, I honestly thought I was like 6 or 7. So I'm thrilled to hear that it's only a few games back. I like my.
I think Vaughn just went back and kind of adjusted your numbers to make them better than they are. Oh, you know, sure, to make it interesting here.
I'm sure.
Not true. I did not do that whatsoever. No collusion here on the Pick'em Podcast. But you know, at this point, I'm kind of pulling for you, man. This would be an epic comeback if you're able to not only win the eliminator, win the conference championships, and then also win the entire damn thing. That would be pretty impressive. You're just a few games back, so it's doable. It is very doable. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And especially sitting at 46-70 and having a chance to win is incredible.
No doubt, buddy.
Wait, hold on. I think I have a bit of a discrepancy here, boys. I went 5-3. I was 48-60 going into conference championship weekend. You only gave me one correct win. I should have five more. I should be at 53
and 63.
Yes.
Oh, Vaughn,
I should be
Vaughn
at 53 and 63.
53, 63, and 1. All right. Well, my brain is not a calculator, so I do apologize.
I figured Vaughn screwed up somewhere along the line, even though Vaughn, go ahead, break out the text, man. We can just do it right now.
I'm still pulling for Scotty. I'm gonna give him
all right. So I so all right, readjusted after I went back and looked. I have a 6-game lead on Vaughn and a 7-game lead on Scotty. So still should be a fun bowl season. All of our spreads were to pick 8 against the spread via DraftKings Sportsbook. So we were doing all the New Year's 6 bowls, but Vaughn, you went and added a couple. You added the Gator Bowl and the Red Box Bowl. And just real quick for the folks out there listening, why did you go with these two bowls?
Yeah, so I went with these two bowls because with the Notre Dame-South Carolina matchup, Notre Dame, obviously, we all definitely do not like them. South Carolina, they're kind of on a hot streak to end the season. They beat Tennessee, they beat Clemson, so they're kind of a hot team going into bowl season. The Red Box Bowl I chose because Illinois, they were really good to begin the season. The way that they ended obviously wasn't great with the few losses, missing out on the Big Ten championship, all of that. And Mississippi State's kind of playing with a chip on their shoulder with the obvious being Mike Leach passing away. So I think those were two good bowl games and two very close spreads here with both of these games. So wanted to include those along with the New Year's 6 games too.
I like it. Let's start with the Gator Bowl. So we did see some line movement on this. Originally, when we were, you know, preparing to make our picks, Notre Dame was a 2.5-point favorite. That has moved to 3 now against South Carolina and Gator Bowl. Vaughn, I'll start with you. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Unfortunately, kind of like an emotional hedge bet on this one, too, as I've been doing a lot this season with the rivals. And yeah, I think that they've been playing better ball lately. I know they lost to USC at the end of the season, but they've put up some better fights later on, as the season progressed. They had the big upset win over Clemson earlier in the season. So they've got some momentum going into bowl season, despite the recent loss to USC. So I'm going to take them minus the 3 points, and I'll just have them win a probably meaningless bowl game because both these rosters will be eviscerated come next season.
Scotty, who do you like?
I'm going to go the other way and go with South Carolina. Mostly because I feel like in bowl season, and it honestly could just be a lot of years of watching Michigan teams that had higher expectations play poorly in their lower tier bowl games. But I feel like teams that are supposed to be really good at the beginning of the season, once they get into bowl games like this, they're just kind of checked out. Whereas South Carolina, like Vaughn said, is on a little bit of a hot streak with their last couple wins of the season. So I'm going to go with Notre Dame or with South Carolina to keep the momentum rolling in this one.
So at 2.5, I was on the Notre Dame side, and a 3 doesn't necessarily scare me off it because we're in push territory there. So I'm going to roll with the Irish here. It is a little scary, but at the end of the day, look, South Carolina was riding highs for a couple of weeks, right? Clemson and Tennessee, that momentum has gone away. And I just feel like Spencer Rattler was probably, if you watched him in his season at QB1, he was probably just been sitting around reading every good thing about him and just loving his life and getting a little inflated sense of ego. Not that he needs it. So I think he's going to come out, try and do too much. He's going to revert to what we have seen from him for a majority of his career, and that's being a below average quarterback. And I like Notre Dame in that defense, and Marcus Freeman was something to prove, right? Because this season didn't go anywhere near what Notre Dame was expecting it to. I think Marcus Freeman wants to kind of set something here in the bowl game and gain some momentum going into next year. So I like Notre Dame -3 against South Carolina. Let's go to the Red Box Bowl. We've got Mississippi State 1.5-point favorites taking on Illinois. Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to take Mississippi State here. Obviously, it's just a really tough time for the whole program. I think they're going to rally here. It's obviously a very important game for them. I think Illinois, you know, they've got a really good defense, and they're going to be able to keep this one close. But I think that Mississippi State's going to win this one by about a field goal.
Vaughn, how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I got Mississippi State winning this one. Probably about a field goal, maybe a touchdown. I think this is one of those destiny games for Mississippi State. They're playing for Mike Leach, and just all of that going on has to be such an emotional time for the program. But this this one game, they even said that, yeah, we're going to play this game because he'd want us to play this game. They're really going to rally around each other. And I do have them winning this game. And it always kind of shows something to me when a point spread crosses the bridge. Illinois was favored to begin. They were, you know, it was a 1-point favor, don't get me wrong, but having it cross the bridge, go to Mississippi State, have it now be 1.5, I'm pretty confident in Mississippi State, so I'm going to take them.
Yeah, I fully agree with both of you guys, man. They have the motivation factor that is so key in some of these bowl games that aren't New Year's Six Bowls, and really even the New Year's Six Bowls, you know, is a big part of that. So they have the motivation factor. Chase Brown opted out, who's been, you know, really the key cog in that Illinois offensive wheel. I just don't see them kind of recovering from that. Illinois's played above expectations all year. They're going to falter to an emotional Mississippi State team that is playing with everything they've got. Give me the Bulldogs -1.5. Let's head to the Cotton Bowl, our first New Year's Six Bowl, as number 10 USC is a 2.5-point favorite, taking on the Group of Five champion number 16 Tulane. Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm going to take USC here. The 2.5-point spread doesn't really scare me too much. You're probably looking at it like, wow, USC, it's only 2.5 points, but Tulane has been really good this season. And USC, they've got Caleb Williams kind of nursing that injury that only worsened in the conference championship. So I do think that this could be a bit closer of a game than people may expect, but I do think USC, kind of like a prove it game. Like, yeah, we should have been in the college football playoff had we beaten the Utah Utes in the Pac-12 championship, and, you know, things could have been different with the season. So I think they've got that chip on their shoulder, and they really want to prove it heading into next season with Caleb Williams coming back and a lot of other guys coming back too. So I'll take USC to a ride into the offseason on a high note.
Scotty, how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I like USC too, mostly because I think Tulane's a great team, but I don't think they match up with the representative of the lower tier conferences that we've seen in the past. You know, we've gotten our undefeated Cincinnati teams that have been really good that have gone on to New Year's Six Bowls and even the playoff. So I don't think Tulane matches up with some of those past teams that have made it to the New Year's Six. And like Vaughn said, I mean, USC was so close to the playoff. I think that they are really going to be out to prove something, and I like them to cover against Tulane.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, under the key number of 3, I like the Trojans here as well. And you alluded to it a little bit, Vaughn, Caleb Williams. A little something to prove. I really think if his injury doesn't worsen in that Pac-12 championship game, because they were up early against Utah in that game. If that doesn't happen, I really think USC had a great chance to win that game and head to the college football playoff. Alas, injuries are a part of football, but this has been 3 weeks now for him to recover and be close to full strength and come out there. And I think Tulane's just going to be a little overmatched on the defensive side of the football. I think USC is going to be able to move the football up and down the field and be able to cover a 2.5-point spread. Give me the Trojans as we head down south to the Sugar Bowl. Number 5, Alabama, 6.5-point favorites against number 9, Kansas State, and surprisingly, Bryce Young, Will Anderson, suiting up for the Crimson Tide, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bama to cover here. I mean, so far in bowl season, the Big 12 hasn't gotten off to a great start. Obviously, things could change. But also, I mean, yes, this is one of Alabama's quote unquote down years, but I mean, they lost their two games by what, a combined 2 points, 4 points, something like that. So, I mean, this is still a really good Alabama team. I think that they are going to win this one pretty easily, win by at least two scores.
Vaughn, how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas State to cover, actually. I think they're going to keep it pretty close. I really like what they've assembled this season. They coming off that big win in the Big 12 championship game against TCU. And Deuce Vaughn is the man at the running back position for Kansas State. So I think Alabama will still win the game. It'll probably be like a 3-4 point victory for them, but I do like Kansas State to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Crimson Tide here with Bryce Young and Will Anderson playing for – I don't know exactly, you know, why they're playing in this game. Does have me a little hesitant to take the Alabama side, because I'm like, okay, what is the catch here, right? Like, why are they playing in this game knowing that they're both probably going to be top five NFL picks? But if they do play and they're a full go, I don't see any way Kansas State really rolls with Alabama, because Alabama got better as the year – came down to the stretch. You know, they lost that game to LSU. That Ole Miss game, you know, I understand probably, you know, Ole Miss had their chances, but those last two games, particularly the Iron Bowl, just beating the brakes off of Auburn. I think Alabama's out to prove something a little bit here in this game, in the Sugar Bowl, and get some momentum going into next year. So I like the Crimson Tide to cover under the key number of 7 at 6.5 as we go to the Orange Bowl. Number 6, Tennessee, our old buddy Joe Milton getting the start against number 7, Clemson, who the Tigers are a 6-point favorite, Vaughn.
Man, Joe Milton. That it's like Star Wars. Now, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. But I do like Clemson to win and to cover the 6-point spread here. Cade Klubnik, the true freshman quarterback for Clemson, probably should have been starting a lot sooner for Clemson, because DJ Uiagalelei entered the transfer portal, is now away from Clemson. He won't be playing for this game. So I think the future kind of starts now for Clemson. So I'm going to take them to win and to cover the 6-point spread.
How about you, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going to take Clemson as well. And yeah, I mean, just like Vaughn said, it boils down to that quarterback matchup. If it was DJ versus Hendon Hooker, I would like Tennessee to win this game. But now you've got Cade Klubnik. He looked great in the ACC championship game. And, you know, I hope Joe Milton does well. But I just don't see that kind of performance happening from him. So I'm going to take Clemson here.
You're telling me I get to bet against Joe Milton under a key number of 7 without his top receiver in Hyatt? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that. Go ahead and give me the Tigers minus 6 here. I think Clemson gets a huge quarterback upgrade by going to Klubnik. I don't know why Dabo hadn't done it. Maybe it's NIL related, or promised DJ, or maybe DJ, you know, had photos of Dabo dancing in a thong. I don't know, you know, but it makes no sense. So we're going to go with Clemson minus 6 here. And I don't know, it feels easy to me for some reason, as we go to the granddaddy of them all, number 8, Utah, the Pac-12 champion, 2-point favorites against the Big Ten East third place finisher in number 11, Penn State. Who do you got, Scotty?
I'm taking Penn State here. First of all, that is just really funny that the Big Ten's third place finisher is the Big Ten's Rose Bowl participant. It just shows how good the East Division specifically is in the Big Ten. And I think that Penn State is really one of the most underrated teams in the country. I mean, their only losses on the road to Michigan in the playoff, obviously, and to Ohio State, a really close game that they really should have won. I mean, too many mistakes down the stretch cost them. Penn State's a really good team. I think they should be ranked top 10, and I think that they're going to prove it and beat Utah in the Rose Bowl.
How about you, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of the fence here completely. I like Utah to win. I like Utah to cover. I think Utah could win by multiple touchdowns here. It's funny that Scotty and I are on the complete opposite side, but I give Utah the coaching advantage. Kyle Whittingham is, I think, one of the more underrated head coaches, even though he's one of the most longer tenured head coaches, at the very least in the Pac-12, if not the entire country. Quarterback advantage, I'm going to give to Utah as well. Cam Rising, he's a steady force for Utah. this season, and I just don't know about Sean Clifford anymore, man. I think he's kind of washed. It's going to be his final game. They're going to turn towards the future for them as well at the quarterback position. But in the Rose Bowl, I like Utah and wouldn't be shocked to see them win by multiple touchdowns here.
I'm with Scotty on this one. I like Penn State to cover the two. And like you said, Scotty, I think they're an incredibly underrated team. You look at the games, not against Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, whooped up on Indiana and Indiana 45-14, beat Maryland 30-0, 55-10 over Rutgers, 35-16 over Michigan State. At the end of the day, you know, they got embarrassed by Michigan, you know, which I think says a lot about Michigan in its own right. Had some chances against Ohio State, but their only two losses are to two college football playoff participants. And you unfortunately can't say the same about Utah. I think Penn State is an underrated team, and I think they're building for the future as well. I think they're going to be a very, very good football team next year, and I think it all starts with this Rose Bowl game. I like Penn State to not only cover the two, I like them to win outright. As we head to the college football playoff semifinal matchups, but before we do, let me tell you a little bit about Manscaped, where you can join 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get the amazing 10-part platinum package, everything you know and love about the performance package, like the lawnmower that's got the Nick Guard and it's amazingly easy to use. It does a great job and you don't get the nicks and scratches. You also have the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. You got some great stuff like the briefs and the deodorant and the toner. You get all that, plus you upgrade the shower routine a little bit with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner. You'll have that skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh, and a little aluminum-free Ultra Premium deodorant as well. All you have to do to get 20% off and free shipping is head to manscaped.com and insert promo code MNB20. That's MNB20, 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. So we'll start with the nightcap here. As we always do, we save the best for last. So we'll start with number one, Georgia, 6.5-point favorites, taking on number four, Ohio State at the Peach Bowl, Vaughn.
Yeah, if you've been a frequent listener to the podcast, you know that Georgia is one of my go-to betting teams in really just all of college football. And I'm going to roll with them in the Peach Bowl. It's pretty much a home game for them. The last time they played in Atlanta, it was a blowout of Oregon. And quite honestly, I wouldn't be too shocked if it's a very similar result. Ohio State, there's no motivation for these guys. Jackson Smith and Jigba is not playing because he has NFL aspirations. CJ Stroud, if he weren't at probably the most important position in all of football, or in all of sports, really, he would probably opt out himself. I'm honestly, it wouldn't have shocked me if he did that. But it just doesn't really seem to be a very motivated Buckeye team at this point. They got shellacked at home against Michigan. We all know that kind of just deflated their entire season, and they backed into the college football playoff because USC lost. Really got fortunate to even be on this stage. Now that they're on the stage, I think they're going to crap the bed again like they did at home last month. So I will take Georgia to win, Georgia to cover, and wouldn't be shocked if it's a bad game by halftime.
How about you, Scotty?
Man, I really hope that Vaughn is right, but I don't know, man. I just got a feeling about this one. I think Ohio State's gonna keep it close and cover the spread. This is also a big time emotional hedge, just like Bond said. He does it a lot. I've also been doing a lot with the rivals this year, and it could just be my nerves for the thought of a Michigan Ohio State national championship that makes me think Ohio State's gonna win. But I do just have a feeling that it's gonna be a good close game. So I'll take Ohio State to cover.
I like Georgia -6.5. It's under a key number of 7. And my big thing is I do think Ohio State is a fine football team. I love that Michigan went to Columbus and whooped their ass. But I do think that they're a good football team. But my thing about Georgia is, right, when the lights are brightest, and particularly this year, right, the games that had the biggest hype and everything to play for, the SEC championship game against LSU, the game against number one Tennessee at the time, and the kickoff game against Oregon, They dominated every single one of those games. Absolutely dominated. Ohio State could not handle Michigan's physicality for the second consecutive year. Georgia is just as, if not more, physical than Michigan is. They got some big boys up front. Jalen Carter is going to have a field day. Georgia is going to out-tough Ohio State because Ryan Day was born on third base. Give me the Bulldogs, -6.5. Finally, saving the best for last, the Fiesta Bowl out in Glendale. Number two, Michigan, 7.5-point favorites against TCU, Scotty.
I'm going with Michigan. I just can't see this being a close game. Like, for some reason, I can only see it being that we are just horribly wrong about our confidence for Michigan, and for some reason TCU comes in and shocks the world, or Michigan just comes in and dominates. And I really do like Michigan's chances in this game. I think that just the physicality and the way Michigan's been playing just makes me feel really confident. I like Michigan to win big and cover the spread.
Vaughn, how do you see it?
I'm taking Michigan, but I don't expect it to be a big win by any means. I think it'll probably be around the 7 to 10 point range. I think TCU is going to probably come out and give it all they got on offense for sure, with Max Duggan, Quentin Johnston, a potential first wide receiver off the board in this spring's NFL draft. I really like what they've got going on offensively, and I do think that they could give Jesse Minter and the defense some problems. But at the end of the day, Michigan's offensive line, it's the best in the country. Donovan Edwards is ready to roll. I think Michigan will kind of do what they've done over the last few games against Purdue and Ohio State, some of these other opponents, and just wear them down and let the running game really dictate the second half. I like Michigan somewhere in the range of like 34 to 24, maybe 34-27, somewhere in that ballpark. So I'm going to take Michigan to cover anyways, even though 34-27 is technically 7 points.
Yeah, I'm going to value bet TCU here outside of the key number of 7. And, you know, Michigan has proven they can win by multiple scores against anyone in the country. There's no question about that. There's just something I can't shake about TCU, right? In the fact that no matter what, no matter how much they get down, and no matter how seemingly impossible the odds loom, like being down multiple scores to Kansas State the first time around and coming back and winning that game, they just don't give up. They don't quit. And, you know, if Michigan's winning by 14 points with a minute and 10 seconds to go, Max Duggan is going to lead them for a meaningless score and make it a 7-point loss for TCU, you know? So I'm just going to go ahead and value bet the Horned Frogs because they're never going to give up. Michigan, this is a team that Michigan can't break. TCU is not Ohio State, right? Ohio State's way more talented. TCU's got the heart. They've got the fight. Anything outside of a touchdown, I'm going to go ahead and take the Horned Frogs +7.5. Let's go. College football playoff champion prediction. A little bonus here for you, Vaughn. I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think Georgia goes back-to-back, man. They've got a really good team this season. Not as good as last year's historic defense, but the defense is still really good. Two really talented tight ends, Brock Bowers obviously being the one that is the star of the bunch. And I just think that they're playing really cohesive all-around football, offense, defense, special teams. I know LSU gave them some fits defensively in the SEC championship game, but I think they're humming as much as any team in the country. So I will take Georgia to be back-to-back champions.
How about you, Scotty?
I am going to go with Michigan. Obviously I'm biased, and it's going to be tough. I think that I think Ohio State keeps things close in their semifinal game. But I think Michigan will meet Georgia in the national championship. And Luke and I were just talking about it on Brewcast. It is really hard to repeat as national champs. You know, we all thought Alabama would do it a lot of times, and it's been a while. I think it's gonna be really hard for Georgia. I think this is a really good Michigan team. I think this is their year. So I'll take Michigan.
You know what? F it. I'm going Michigan too, because why not? You know what I'm saying? This team feels like it's businesslike. The goal is to win a national championship for this team. They're not just happy to be there here this season in the college football playoff. I truly believe the way that this team is wired, the mentality of it, I think this team can win a national championship. It's crazy to be saying that, But I truly, truly believe it. We'll see what happens. You know, there's obviously not even close to anything guaranteed because Georgia is an incredible football team. TCU's tough. You get to this point, every team you play is going to be tough. But I truly believe Michigan can win this football game. And I just look at their schedule and the amount of blowout wins that they've had. Outside of Illinois, every game has been won by multiple scores. I mean, that's not something you fake. That's not something, you know, that you get lucky to do. This is a dominant football team, and I think Michigan can win the whole shebang. So that'll wrap it up for us on a great season of the Pick'em Pod. Before we go, Scotty, where can we find you on social media?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. We've got some basketball stuff starting to heat up as the football season winds down, and this last couple weeks of the season is going to be a lot of fun. You can give me a follow on Twitter.
Vaughn, how about you, my man?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. I will probably be live tweeting this game on Saturday, so follow me at @Vaughn_Lozon for all of those fantastic tweets that we put out. And follow Maize and Brew too at Maize and Brew on Twitter, Facebook, Insta, all that good stuff.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Follow the Maize and Brew Twitter page as well at Maize and Brew. And a lot of great stuff as the weekend is about to hit. For my partners, Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next year on the Pick'em Pod.